This your boy Reason. This your boy Reason Cup. And this your boy Mantavious from the Shoot Shot in the Grave show. You can reach us on our hotline at 678-775-5555. That's 678-775-5555-SHOT. And when we not shooting blanks, we listen to the No Nonsense Show.
The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
What's up, y'all?
You really can't understand that phone number.
And we can say shot.
Is that their way of submission?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. No, I guess they were just trying to send in something to, you know, to just show, you know, I don't know if they quit. But obviously you can tell by their submission.
I encouraged it.
You encouraged what?
The quitting.
Why you say that?
Because it reminded me of motherfucking Friday After Next. When he was like, when it was fucking top flight security guards.
Right.
And Day-Day was like real gung-ho.
Yeah.
And Cube was like, nigga, we ain't nothing but some motherfucking security guards. Don't get fucked up around here. Right. Don't let these motherfuckers get you fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, you don't have to come for smoke that.
Well, it was your fault.
But that's what I'm saying.
You started it.
I did not.
You did, because you said something about beef when Montoya was on the show.
Right.
And then they went and they were just joking, I thought. Or Montoya was joking.
Right.
And then Reese came out with his thing, and, you know, it was whatever. I don't think they knew what they were getting themselves into, though, because it's different over here.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
That's like when you, again, another movie reference was fucking Meet the Fockers.
Right.
When he was playing volleyball in the motherfucking pool.
The official volleyball people game?
No, when he was in the pool and, you know, they started fucking getting him in a shit like, oh, you gonna let it go down like that? And
he hit her nose.
Fucked her nose up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of like that. Nothing like that. She was waiting for the soft volley. You know what I mean? You threw that shit over the net like,
right.
Bring it back.
I wouldn't and say then it was
that
anything
shit
like
came,
that.
And that shit came back a little bit, you know, like a spike. And it was like, do we, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't say anything like that.
No.
No, but I feel like it was like, it just, what ended up happening was, and the reason why they probably sent us this fan mail.
That was a good movie though, right?
What?
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Oh, can I finish talking about
my bad.
Shot from the Grave?
Yeah.
So I think that the reason what happened was, and why they gave us this fan mail that they sent us, right. You know, and thank you guys, Reese and Montoya's, for sending that to us, because we appreciate it.
Come on. We can't even do that. I can't do that to my boy. You got to say Montoya's first.
I did say Montoya's.
No, you can say Montoya's first. He can't be the under marquee guy.
You're still doing it.
What that?
I thought we were done with the beef.
All right, my bad.
I thought by their submission, they submitted and we weren't letting it go.
All right, my bad.
So there's no more beef.
That's passive aggressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was passive aggressive. Reese, Montoya's, Reese. There's no top billing.
Okay, you're right. My bad, folks.
But, you know, they sent in the fan mail and we're accepting. You know what I'm saying? We're accepting. So what I want you guys to do now is go check out the Shoot from the Hip show. It's actually a pretty good show.
Right, but you said something else earlier, which was had me fucked up. So I thought we was both being passive aggressive. You know what I mean? I forget what you said. You said something.
I want everybody to go take
shoot
a listen.
From the Grave.
It's actually a good show. The homie Reese, the homie Montoya's, or the homie Montoya's and the homie Reese. Go check them out, man. It's a pretty good show, actually.
I agree.
Now, first of all, we're going to welcome Kit.
Hey, guys. It's Kit.
Kit has something to get off our chest, but we're going to get to that in a second. I want to get something else. You are bad at reviewing every fucking thing, Mac.
Not really.
Jimmy Mac, you are bad at reviewing everything.
Not really.
Okay.
I'm the people's reviewer.
So here's the thing, right? I've been sick.
Okay.
More recently, I've been more sick.
Right.
So, and matter of fact, listeners, you guys, you're welcome. Because I was about to just let it be just Jamie Mack and Jay Smoove on the show. It was going to be a motorcycle, the two-wheel motorcycle.
I'm telling y'all, if we was doing this fucking live, you could see he don't even look mixed no more.
Who doesn't?
He just all white. He just pale little motherfucker rocking around here.
Right. But so I decided to come now. And the thing is though, you know, I went to the VA clinic.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And
is it better?
Well, it's what better?
The VA clinic.
Better in what way?
Like service.
No, it's the same. Okay. But anyway, so go ahead.
You still gonna wait, but they got better doctors today than they did back in the day.
I don't agree.
They ain't leaving tools and shit.
I got my same doctor, so I don't know. It's the same.
I'm talking about, you know how they used to talk about how bad the doctors were back in, you know, way back when.
So I give him my symptoms or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He does the exam and he's asked me first question. Guess what the first question was?
When was the last time you had a physical?
Nope.
Flu shot.
There you go. First question he asked me is, did you take your flu shot? And of course, I'm like, no, because of, you know.
I thought you were under that.
I should have been. I didn't. See, that's the fucking thing. Right after I didn't take the flu shot is when I got sick.
Nah, they got you, nigga.
They didn't get me.
They did.
Who got me?
Them. Because watch what you about to do. So, go ahead.
I'm like,
sell this shit.
It's too late now.
Sell this shit.
I already had the shit this year now.
You sell how you should have got it.
So you think you should have got it and you wouldn't have got the flu?
Yes.
See?
It's a lot of motherfuckers that get the flu and they say, well, you didn't get the same strain. I've never had the flu shot, and I've never had the flu.
Listen to what I'm telling you. You just made
absolutely
no sense.
You look healthy and a motherfucker, too.
You made no sense just then.
So you never met anybody that said they had the flu, but when they go to the doctor, the motherfucker said, oh, you didn't get the strain that we was giving this year is not the strain that you got.
That does not make any sense. Say it in English, please.
I understand that very clearly.
Go ahead.
I think maybe what happens is when people sit on this side of the table, there's like a barrier where they don't make fucking sense somewhere else, but over here. Are you having money?
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you throw up, I'm going to guarantee I'm going to throw up.
I'm not going to throw up.
Okay.
So what Jay Smooth is trying to say is that it's rumored that people get the flu when they take a flu shot because they give you a dead strain, not strand, strain of the flu, previous year's flu.
That's not what you were saying, huh?
Definitely what he was saying.
That's what he was trying to say, right?
100%.
Strain, same fucking thing.
Other than that
one. Hey, nigga, he got this shit I was saying.
Here's the thing. That's just a fucking rumor. You don't get the flu from a dead strain.
You get fucking sick after taking that bullshit.
You might get sick because the flu is out, and you might get the flu from somebody who's there. The idea is they give you a micro dose so that it gives your body the ability to fight, build up those immunities to the flu in general.
You just happen to get sick so from that micro, that little small, little schmidget.
Dr. Smooth.
Flu.
Dr. Smooth. Why doesn't everybody get sick then? If you're getting the flu.
I don't know everybody. I don't know what you mean, everybody.
Well, you said some people. So if it's flu and they're giving you the
from
flu.
From motherfuckers that have told me, that I've talked to, people that have had, they said, well, I've gotten sick, I had the flu, and I get a shot. I'm like, what the fuck is the purpose of this shit? Right. And they've said that, hey, in past, like when I've gone to the doctor, I had the flu. They said, well, the strand or strain, whichever fucking word it is, they said it's not the same one.
What does that mean? Stop. So, no.
I'm like, why the fuck take it if you don't still get the shit?
It's not the same one. What are we saying?
But I'm saying if you still gonna get the goddamn flu, why take the shot?
What are you saying? It's not the same. What's not the same?
If strain. I'm still gonna get the flu, okay, let me say this.
So you didn't get the, you got a different flu?
No. Right, yeah. Let me just say this.
H1N1, nigga.
If I'm gonna get the flu,
right,
why the fuck am I taking a shot?
You don't.
Listen,
my dad's got a flu shot every year. He never has had the flu. So,
I've never had the flu, and I've never had the shot.
Uh-oh. I would be willing to bet that you have had the flu. You just didn't know because you never got it diagnosed.
No, I've never had it.
So you, but
everybody
so,
say you feel like death.
So you've had STDs, trichomonas, herpes, gonorrhea. What else you had?
They picked it up.
Hold on. You got premature balding. You got obesity.
Have you ever had the flu before?
Yes.
They said, what does it feel like when you had the flu? It's pretty bad.
Nobody
right?
says it feels like death.
You just feel like you're sick.
You feel fatigued.
So, do you feel pretty bad when you've had the flu in the past? How did you feel, J Mac?
I felt pretty bad.
Pretty bad. So, you would know that something is fucking wrong.
So, nothing's ever been wrong with you.
I don't get sick, bro.
You've never been sick.
I don't really get sick. Fucking nose stopped up.
You know what
That's
it is?
Not the flu.
You know what it is? I think all the antibodies that you've built up for all the STD medicine.
It might have helped that shit. Hey, so what? Maybe you need to get some STDs then. STDs, STIs, STAs, M's, and Z's too.
Your HIV cocktail is keeping you pretty stable.
Hey, whatever, my nigga. I don't know nothing about that.
So anyway, shout out to my homeboy Gerald, who's holding it down while I've been, you know, taking my time or whatever. I got to give a shout out. He listens to the show. So shout out to you, Gerald. Appreciate
shout out,
that.
Nigga. Hey, but yeah.
Hold on. I'm not done.
I know you're not because
I gotta come back to you.
I did. Well, before we get to that point, I feel like let me just ask you this: at any point in the last since you said you were gonna get the flu shot, has anybody bumped up against you and you got felt like a little prick?
Maybe
anything like that? Because I feel like
maybe
they got you.
Okay. You think they probably heard me say that?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, he's a perfect candidate.
Right.
You're like Manchurian.
Got him. So they did all this work to get me to transfer over.
So now you're, look at how hard you're selling.
And now I'm an advocate.
Yes, you are.
Okay. But I didn't say get the flu shot.
You're pretty much saying it.
I said the first thing he asked me was, did you get the flu shot? And he looked at me like a dumbass.
No, you just sold it to Jay Smoove about your dad.
Jay Smoove has never been sick ever in his life.
I know, but he's not buying it.
His lip was sick.
Have you ever had the chicken pox, be honest?
Yes.
J-Mac, you ever had a chicken pox?
Man, I just had that other shit.
I've never had the shit.
That doesn't mean you're sick, Jay Smoove.
You know
why? I've never had the chicken pox.
Because you got the vaccine.
And but probably could have. But
no,
hey,
not probably. That's why.
But don't most people get the vaccine?
No. Yeah,
and they still get chicken pox.
No, I got the chicken pox because I didn't get the chicken. I got it before I got the chicken pox vaccine. You got the vaccine first and didn't get the chicken pox.
Well, I guess out of all my sister, the first five of my mama kids, I'm the only motherfucker that didn't get it. And I'm sure the motherfuckers probably got everything that I
got
to
the
first
shot.
I don't know that to be true.
No, you did. It's mandatory. Like, you have to get it, like, for school and stuff like that. It's mandatory.
So my older sister, older brother, my twin, my younger sister, all four of the motherfuckers got chickenpox.
Sir.
And I never got it.
Listen to my voice.
I'm sure they got the vaccine.
Listen to my voice. If you get the vaccine, you don't get it. If you don't have the vaccine, you can get it. The end. That's it.
I don't believe that.
That's the way that it works.
I don't believe that shit because it to me, that's what's the chance of that shit, J-Mac, right?
No.
So what she's saying is, I'm the only motherfucker that got vaccinated out of the first five. I was the only motherfucker. Well, so the nigga after me and my sister after me, my mom say, hey, you know what? You the chosen one. You're going to get vaccinated. Fuck the rest of them.
No, so this is the thing too, how I feel about it, is that I know people who didn't get chickenpox until they were adults. They got adult chickenpox. So they didn't get no vaccine, but they hadn't gotten it up until a certain point in their mid to late 20s. They was exposed to it or something and ended up getting it then. And it was bad. It was pretty bad then.
Yeah, as an adult, it's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I heard you can die from it when you get older.
Shingles?
I don't know.
Well, it's something. You know, motherfuckers that have had chickenpox, they wind up getting shingles.
Because the one that I saw that had chickenpox, it was like the real chickenpox with the little dots and they had it in their mouth and
the head.
Awful. Yeah, I was a little kid, like probably like kindergarten or something like that when I got it. So
back to you, Smoove. I mean, Mac.
Yeah, Mac.
And you're awful fucking reviews of everything in life.
Which one?
You're like the opposite of Consumer Reports.
Not really.
Okay, so I guess that was Friday, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm trying to think what day it was you made the recommendation for new cold medicine that everybody should try. Yeah. What the fuck, my nigga?
Well, yeah. What up?
What the fuck? Why do you pick these things? Why are you the worst recommender of everything?
That shit works.
So, Zicam actually is... Here's how I knew something was off.
I knew this was going to happen. And I was like, listen, I'll figure it out. Thank you. I promise you.
Oh,
I was like, you know what? If this shit is no good, I will know.
Because this motherfucker's going to vet it out, right?
I'll know. Mm-hmm.
The first thing, this is how I knew was off, right? So Kid was like, I told Kid I'm not taking no more medicine or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm done. I just want to just deal with it, right? So we were going to, she finally got me out the house Friday night to go eat or something. And I was, I didn't want to go.
It's safe to say by the time you're done, we are never going to have Zicam as a sponsor, right? Never, ever.
You shouldn't though. We don't want them to sponsor. So anyway.
Damn,
so
that bad?
So she goes in Walgreens and she brings the Zicam out. And, you know, I pop the box open. She's like, yeah, it dissolves in your mouth. Or what is that the one you took? The one that dissolves in your mouth?
No.
Which one did you take? The one you stick up your nose?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the very first thing I noticed about it was really fucking weird. It said every 3 hours until symptoms are gone. It's like a pre-cold thing is what it's supposed to, how they market it. It's like you take it when you first signs of cold and it's supposed to shorten the time of the length of the cold, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the very first thing I noticed was to get in this packaging, guess what I had to do?
You had to cut that shit open with a razor.
No. The motherfucker screwed right off. Name a real medicine that you know of that you don't have to push the sides in so a kid can't overdose on it. Name one. I'll wait.
Carry on.
Okay. So the very first thing they made, like, what the fuck? I can just unscrew this top like a like some vitamins or some shit, right? So I unscrew the motherfucker just like regular. I go get the packaging right
it
now.
It ain't clicking.
Nothing. It's just a regular fucking screw top.
Oh, that Zach came with that little small pup, like, yeah, so little small shit.
So I screw this shit up. I'm like, okay, this makes absolutely no sense, right? So then I start looking at the ingredients.
Maybe you got a defective bottle.
Nope. That's not what I got. Look at the ingredients. It's like some zinc oxide, zinc something, something. There's like, there's two ingredients in this motherfucker, right?
Make you sleep.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I went on and said, is zinc, I said, is Zicam bullshit or something like that? The very first one is Forbes.
Of course it is.
Forbes.com. Is that a reputable source?
Yes.
Forbes.com. Kit?
Carry on.
Okay. This motherfucker is reviewing all the things that don't work. Now, let me be fair. Airborne is also on that list. So that they're airborne pills or whatever, bullshit. Right. All bullshit, complete bullshit. But the number one is Zicam. Number one. Do you know why? Because he says not only does this shit not work, but it's dangerous. It's been in 2008 or 2004, they had to pull it off the shelves because motherfuckers were losing their sense of smell. Completely gone. So you know when you lose smell, you lose taste too, right? So this is what happened. They pulled it off the shelves. 2 or 3 years later, they bring it back. Without the FDA approval. And that's why there's no click on the top, because it's not even a medicine anymore. I'll wait for your response. I'm looking at your eye. I'm looking at the way you're looking like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I'm like...
There's no FDA approval for Zicam
anymore.
There's
gum still. I still...
But the like look on his face is so like...
There's no FDA approval for Zicam's claims.
You know, it's, and the funny thing is because I know what you're talking about because I remember when they pulled it the first time.
And you went back to it?
I was looking for it when it was gone. Nigga, that shit worked.
This is what the guy said. He said, it's possible.
But see, don't give me no bullshit. You're willing to get injected with some shit for the hope of preventing the flu. So,
kind of finished?
We're not sure that's good.
So, just really quick, I know a guy who used to take those little up the nose things for different thing, and he had to get surgery to get his, like, nose, something up his nose, because basically they said that over time from using it,
the polyps.
It got, yeah, he, like, developed little nodules or nodes. Yeah,
that's cocaine.
In his nose. No, it was from the sinus.
How often was he using them?
It was specifically for that medicine because I guess it was supposed to be like sinuses or something. But the thing is, they said that like they did him a smell test and like he couldn't smell like mold. He couldn't smell like things that were burning. So they were basically like, you could be in a house that's extremely dangerous and because of the damage you've done to your nose, you can't smell. So he had to get surgery.
Yeah, that's fucked up for that.
I need you to stop recommending shit. You're done. No more. Look, honestly,
appreciate it. No.
You're gonna fuck up our like we have a business. You're gonna fuck our business.
No,
up.
And I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking about how the Lord works in mysterious ways. You are the balance to my not think part.
So you do irrational things, and then he comes along with the
hey, like rationale. Well, yeah, no, well. You know what? I just do shit.
Not think part. Yeah. That's what you're going to call this?
Yeah. Because again, I remember when they got pulled the first time.
Yeah, man.
And then
when it came back, you thought it was all good?
I fucking clapped. I was like, it's back.
But it wasn't really back. It was kind of back. Because it wasn't back the same. They couldn't claim the same things and also keep their FDA approval.
Well, I didn't really care about the claims. I just want the...
You don't care about the claims.
No, I just want the cold not to fucking happen.
So the guy said it's possible that if you catch it on the very first hour, the very first day, you can take your cold from 7 days to 6 days. And that would be technically accurate. But it's not because of anything positive. It's negative.
You know what? Let me kneel this shit then, right? Because the shit works great for me. And if it's all fucking...
It can't be mentally more.
He's saying it's his mind.
It can't be mentally more because now you know it's full of shit.
Well, I haven't used it. Yeah. So why? I mean, yeah, you just fucking...
And airborne is not real either.
I don't do airborne. What about fucking emergency?
I use that shit now. That motherfucker works.
I'm just saying.
Even though he tries to pretend like it doesn't, take some emergency with some hot water. You'll be good to go.
What about Theraflu?
Theraflu is different.
It makes you sicker.
But most of the shit you should be taking it before you really get sick when you start getting them early signs and those first symptoms. Because once you got the shit, isn't it? You can't take the shit 2 days after. It's too late. It's like motherfucker trying to take the breather, nigga, and it's already up there and you well into it. You know what I'm saying? They say when the first sign of tingling, put that bitch on that, it won't pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Always goes back to herpes.
Like he's a master. Fuck.
Hey,
that
breather is the shit.
I was very cool until he made it overtly obvious
that
he's that close to me. Bro, quit scratching this shit too, my nigga. Bro,
it's
don't do
it. It's called dry skin. They gonna put lotion on
called,
in the winter.
It's called dry skin. But look though, Jamie Mac, you're for real though, you're done. No more recommendations, please.
Nah, what are you talking about?
You're done, dude. Like you have not given a good recommendation in years.
Get the fuck out of here.
So here's the thing. You're done.
Get the fuck out of here.
We need to do
a toxic fucking
a new disclaimer on our show. Like
no.
The views and opinions and recommendations from Jamie Mac. But
my recommendations, fucking God. You wait in the street.
You're not the only one getting these hands today. Jay Smooth.
Baby, I was just sitting quiet listening to you guys talk about your colds and your other man shit that's not important. But I really had to actually come into the studio today to talk about.
You had something to say.
Your lovely guest and their sex slave last week. What the fuck was that? Like, seriously, what was that?
That's just my homie. He was just talking about, you know, his experience.
Okay. So I'm not going to say that I'm like a professional sex slave or anything like that. Because like, I don't want to come out the gate sounding like.
I was like, where are we going
with
this?
About to
I'm just saying like, I don't want to come out the gate sounding like I'm just like the sex slave aficionado. However, I call bullshit. Like, that was whack. Like, I'm sorry. And you are a fucking scaredy cat.
So what you saying it's not possible for him to have a sex slave?
I'm saying that chick ain't nothing sex slave about her. Like, and then him ain't nothing like sex enslaver about him. Like, this nigga like, hey, say yes, and then, oh, I'm going to come put my dick in your mouth. Like, but you're so beautiful, though, so, you know, I want to disrespect you or nothing.
So,
even though you're my slave.
So,
I'm slick in love with you.
I'm
like,
glad.
Bitch, what the fuck is this? Like, are y'all sex slave and master or not? Like,
hold up, though. But
what the fuck?
He be putting in orgies, though. So, you're telling me that kind of game really don't work?
Listen.
Because Jay Smooth swears by it.
I feel like that wasn't even like regular BDSM language. Like,
no.
When a nigga trying to like get rough with you, like, hey, I'm trying to like not.
See, hold it back. Because
I don't want to like open up
name?
The layers
What's
of the.
What's her name? I forgot. Hey, you haven't said it in a long time. What's her name?
Who?
The alter ego. Start with a C.
Carmen,
that's it.
You be telling my business on the show.
Come on, Carmen. Come on
out. Listen.
She almost came out.
I'm just saying that like, when, like, the way that he was talking, it wasn't even firm. It was just really, like, weak as fuck. I'm like, who are you enslaving? Like, what? And I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, your homeboy is, like, whatever. Because I'm sure he probably gets bitches. Like, I'm not doubting his ability to get girls. I'm just saying this whole sex slave thing and the way that she was all goofy and shit. Like, that shit.
Well, okay, so here's the thing, kid. Is it possible? We know that Jay Smooth only deals with, well, not only.
Oh, can we put out the disclaimer too? Because sure. Before, when last show ended, you had this chick painted as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I didn't say 16.
But you said she was young.
I said young, so I was like 18.
I was trying
to stay
18.
She didn't sound young to me. She sounded like she was in her 20s.
So she's almost 30.
Right.
Right, which is.
Which is even goofier.
Makes no sense.
No, here's my thing, right? This is the way I.
Other than the whole religion thing.
I listen, huh?
The whole
He's
religion
saying that
thing.
She may just be inexperienced because of her. Religion.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's no other reason to be almost 30 and
with
be at on your second body.
Yeah,
she so, not on her now. Second body. Come on, guys.
We got the motherfucking truth today.
Guys.
Like,
well, I'm not even drinking. This is sober kids.
Right.
So Smooth has, you know, shown us that the majority of the women he's dealt with have been, I wouldn't say full mind, body, and soul.
I think a lot of them are just misled.
I think they've all been pretty much full body.
I think they've been misled by.
I didn't say full figure, nigga. I said full body.
What?
I
keep going, kid.
No, hold on. I was finishing. So the idea though is that Smooth does deal with broken women. Not all of them. Not all of them.
Majority. That's his go-to.
Right.
His comfort zone.
I think that he is. This is a bird of the feather flock together type thing.
Oh, for sure.
And Shazam only deals with women who have 7 or 8 brain cells.
No.
Or have lived in an oppressed state most of their life.
So,
that
so
ain't, that,
And is having their own Ramshana.
And I mean, this is your opportunity, Smooth, to, I guess, say what you have to say to defend your friend. Because I'm about to get on you, too. Because you are really just...
Let's say I'm a friend first. I want
to... Ooh, Jesus. Okay, No, but for real. Okay, so...
Yeah, how does it feel to be Jesus?
The way that this girl was talking and laughing and the things that she was saying. Like, I mean, I know he's like, oh, no, that's my sex slave for real. But, like, what makes her a sex slave? What makes her a sex slave? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I guess she liked his dick.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she just sounds like a girl who just liked the D. Like, so she like, okay, haha, nigga, all right, whatever, just come fuck, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't really sound like she was, because she's like, oh no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Oh nope, I'm not doing that. Oh, she did eat
ass like early on. Like,
so
that,
what?
That's not a so what.
I mean, for you, that's not a so what, but that doesn't make you a sex slave.
No, but.
No, not at all.
Like, you just licked a little booty.
She just was a little freak. Yeah. Some people are just naturally freaky in
that
shit.
She is very trusting.
No, she's just, she might just be into that shit again.
But what it is.
Suppressed, you know, fucking all that shit. And, you know, next thing you know, you lick your ass.
Also indicative of not my second body when you eat ass and get fucked in the ass. That you don't do that on the, this is my second penis. Just because a dude is like, oh yeah, I want
to
just.
That sounded far-fetched to me too. But hey, I mean.
This is probably her second like sub-dom relationship. Which, okay.
Second boyfriend maybe.
Right. Like that's maybe her second like situation where she's, you know, been like dominated by a dude. But I mean.
She wasn't down to have a devil's threesome with Jay Smooth and. In Shazam, she was like, I'm not into that.
I mean, I wouldn't be into that either.
Well, that, yeah, no, but.
So are you saying. You just put motherfuckers in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Some people agree to it. And some
that's rape.
Just like, some chicks like to, you know what I'm saying? They like role to be play. Spontaneous and they like to say, okay, shit, all right, let's roll with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not rape.
So what kind of chick
consensual.
Are you? Because like literally dude got I'm dropped off the phone and you were sitting over there sitting just like twiddling your thumbs like, so. Because
one, I didn't want to come out and disrespect his girl like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's not his girl. Say, it's his
flex slave. I mean, still his girl. Girl like
you couldn't
that,
even
you
ask her like an interesting question. Like
I could not fucking froze up. I faced a kid.
But why?
I did. I fucked up. After listening to the show, I was like, Smooth, this is really not you. And I'm telling you, I think I'm losing my niche. Like
I've,
I normally
I've literally
have.
Had friends come over here and you've made me uncomfortable just looking at you talking to them. But what I realize is that like you have a way that you do things. And it's like you come in a certain way, like extremely aggressive, and that's how you do it. But if the situation is like different, where you're not necessarily like in control of it, then you just fucking.
I was in control of that shit,
like a little pussy.
I was in control of that shit, but I fucked up.
You weren't in control at any point.
This was Shazam's person that was in the room. When other people come in and they meet you, you come, hey, da da da. But then if it's a situation where maybe somebody sends some naked pussy downstairs to you, you just go. I was sleepy. I don't know. Because you weren't in control. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm saying, I'm noticing, like, you have a way.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just what, like, what's that? You, like, you're the pussy killer.
Well, tell me about the time when he got dressed and came all the way from Stone Mountain to get some pussy that I told him he was about to get. He had time to plan that shit. So how was he in control then?
Because you planned it. He wasn't the one chasing the girl.
Why'd he even get out of bed? Why'd he even put clothes on? Why'd he take a shower?
Because who's going to say, no, I'm going to just stay in the bed,
I came all the way from Stone Mountain to get some pussy.
Yeah.
When?
That time at Carter Hall.
Uh-oh. Don't. Yeah.
That's so long ago. I mean, that's over 25 years ago. Yeah. Shit, I can't even remember that shit.
I feel
you know
like
what
even
saying?
The most regularist of niggas probably would have hit.
I ain't missing opportunities much nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So when my players call up, my numbers call up, goddamn,
of course,
I'm
because
showing
up. You were actually just on Bumble and saw one of our friends on there the other day.
Hey, that motherfucker swipe right.
I'm just trying to figure out why
I'm knocking that bitch down like
why
in the bowling alley.
Why are you on Bumble?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
It's an app. Just like any other apps you put on your phone.
It's like Words with Friends.
Right. I be hollering that bitch on Words with Friends. Like, hey, where you located at?
It says editor's choice.
So why do you have so much game on Words with Friends, but when you have a sex slave,
because
a bona fide sex slave on the phone.
And to be clear.
I froze up.
And to be clear, if you were to walk out of the room and someone left their sex slave in the room with
you. Say slut.
And I mean, pretty much. And then you come in, but they come back in and you got a couple fingers in the pussy. That's still okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, What? No?
Maybe.
I mean, if she's okay with
it. I don't know about that.
If she's okay with
it. Because it's kind of like, it's like property. Like, don't touch my stuff without my permission.
She know her limits.
Yeah, don't fuck with my sex slave.
Yeah, she if I had a sex slave, I would be tight. Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Get your fucking hands.
Now this bitch gonna get head fucked because you want to mess with her. Like, now she in trouble. Look at you. Look what you did. Jesus.
Oh, damn.
You got to go home with that on your conscience.
Yeah. I saw that happen and it was my fault.
You did? Right. You set that up.
Damn.
So, yeah, Smooth. I don't know, man.
Shazam wasn't saying nothing like that because.
No, I think.
It's not really a
What about 450 bodies? You think that's accurate?
I mean.
He said he'd be putting them in groups.
I don't know. Well, yeah, if you're in like a swinger lifestyle, I think that's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not easy. Like, I still feel like it's real nasty, but I feel like it's possible if you're a swinger, just because you kind of like dip. You don't really like have full sex with anybody. You know, you just be like eight different bitches in the night. You know, dip, little dip, pump, pump here, a little suck there. Like, you know, that's just. And I mean, this is just my mind. I don't know. I've never been in that type of environment. But
right. Yeah.
We're just speaking freely about sex today. So.
Right. It just seems like it's like you know. Speed fucking.
Yeah, like, because, you know, if we grown and you might catch one and get the right bitch and then she puts you out for the night.
It seems like a real world experience. I mean, I don't know about shit, but yeah.
Yeah, you can't just.
But see, and that's the thing too. You can't tap out on the wrong one. You can't, you got to make it home.
Right.
You got to make it back to the home base. If you tap out on third base or second base.
But kid, you know what? In my older years, I've been slowing down, right? You know what I'm saying? I've been missing the mark lately, you know? And I realized that with the last show, you know what I'm saying? Even before then. But I was with one of my homeboys this weekend, and that nigga was like, man, this chick was throwing signs at you. I'm like, nigga, I wasn't picking up the signs. Because I'm thinking that she trying to holler at you, and I ain't really trying to step on them toes. You know what I'm saying? But I was just trying to shoot my shot for somebody else that she had. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So, but I was just telling about a situation. You know what I'm saying?
He made me think of something that made me, I was thinking of when I was driving over here.
And I'm saying,
and it was back in the day. We used to pull up, like, one nigga, like, hey, I'm about to go holler at a chick. And we like, we coming with, right? And the rule of thumb kind of was.
Somebody
like,
get the other one.
But even if she didn't have one, like, if she let me fuck before she let you fuck, then you know that's just the rules of the game, right? Like, so if I come over there, my game is stronger than yours, even though you set this shit up, I'm fucking. And we good though, right? If you understand, that's just how it is.
But see, it was a time where, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just like, I got friends that motherfuckers be like, if I look at them first or if I'm trying to talk to them, nigga don't try to holler, let me shoot my shot. And be done. So we won't do it like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was just like, I ain't gonna do it like that.
You're not hearing what I'm talking about. Like, you hooked it up. You done already met her. You the one that found out that she was babysitting home alone or wherever the fuck. It's time to go. All right, we coming too. And now again, if she's yours, then you'll be you fucking first. But if we all spit and she walk away with someone else, don't be mad.
Don't get mad. Yeah, yeah. And I told, after that conversation, she was like, dog, you should have motherfucking just talked to her. And I was like, nigga, what? Give me the goddamn number, dude.
Is that like a G-code thing or something? Like, anybody can talk to it? Because if we go to a place and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to this place to meet this guy. And then like one of my friends tried to holler at him, like, I'm going to have a real attitude. Like,
yeah, no, that's just.
Is that like a man thing?
I don't know. We were just rowdy that way, I guess. And then there's a second part that kind of went with that. I don't want to get into that second part. I was thinking about, you know, being able to, if one day we were free and we were able to just talk, you know what I mean? This is one of the things that I would talk about. The second part against, it would definitely have to be a premium show to even talk about the second part.
What I just realized is what we're all talking about, the people who are listening to this show may not have even heard it because that was on the premium show where we had the sex slave on the phone.
Oh, shit,
this is more of a reason why they need to goddamn get premium.
I just realized you're missing that it was out. Premium. Like, yeah. Let me tell y'all, go ahead and pay that money because y'all missing out on the good stuff, okay? Like, all the juicy shit happens on the premium because, of course, you know, we got to make sure that the shit is politically correct on the free show, but legit.
No, like, I don't know if that's true either. But
this, y'all missing out. Premium every week be having some like live shit on there. Last week's premium
was literally live.
It was just so. I literally had to come on the show to be like, that nigga cannot enslave me with that goofy ass. Like, the fuck? Like, you, like, in person, like, Jason, knowing
you
him.
Know, you know, Kit, a
knowing
lot
him,
of
him. Is Jason, he like an he assertive vouched. Type of personality where you see him, like, be like a, like, does he exude dominance? Like, I don't care about shortness because, you know, like, does he just exude that confidence where a woman would be like, yes, I want to submit
to you.
The
motherfuckers be all over that little short motherfucker. And I'm be like, nigga, I don't know how
just
the fuck you doing.
Just cuteness?
And I don't know if the nigga is okay.
You know if a nigga ugly
the
or
nigga
not.
Is okay, but I'm look better than that nigga. But I'm telling you,
okay.
This nigga be sending motherfuckers out him, orgies.
You okay, gotta, you, this shit. You've already gone on record and called Beyonce a pretty boy. Who look better, him or Beyonce?
So, like I was saying, Kit, right?
No, seriously, I'm trying to gauge.
What
that's a, I think that's a good question.
What are we
does
talking
he look better
about?
Than my husband?
I don't know.
Oh my, this is.
Do you
this
think
the,
that a woman would think he was too, more attractive
I
than
don't
my
know.
Husband?
It just depends on the women.
See, this is where.
Okay, the, is he brown skinned or something?
He's brown skinned.
Is he
short.
More attractive than O-Dub?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not gauging dudes. All my homeboys.
If you tried now, to
you've
say,
already said he was a pretty boy.
Nigga, I'm not gauging who would. My, I don't know what a fucking chick would want versus over another nigga.
Come
I don't
on,
fucking
you,
know.
You know,
no,
you know
do you
that,
consider him a pretty
know.
Boy?
You can know that if a woman would find a dude attractive. Like, I
all
feel
women
like,
would find him. A majority of the women would find him attractive.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
no,
is he
you
an attractive
try, you try,
dude?
No, you no. What you were trying to what you were trying to do? What you were trying to do is gauge it so I can say is he better looking than your husband. So I'm gauging niggas. And that's some gay shit. I ain't gauging no
that's
niggas.
Not gay.
It is fuck. It's gay
you
as fuck.
You could have just said he was attractive in the beginning no, and then we wouldn't have
fuck.
To compare him
I
to anybody.
I said that. I said that.
You said,
that's what I said.
I don't know. Maybe I want
no,
him.
No, no, I said that. I always say any of my homeboys, anybody first of all that I hang
not
with,
all your
them
homeboys
niggas,
look good.
Any of my homeboys
no,
that I roll with, them niggas motherfucker, hey, we all pulling bitches.
But they don't all look good.
All them niggas look good.
I don't pull bitches.
All of them look good. I mean, you ain't.
How are you flip-flop?
I mean,
are you going, do you have multiple personalities? You just said you wouldn't talk about a dude.
He can't judge a
now
nigga.
All of a sudden, you talk about they all look good.
All my niggas is fine.
What I'm saying is, we're all go out and pull these hoes out here. All us. You know what I'm saying?
I think you might have a personality disorder.
No,
disorder.
No, I ain't got that.
I know what you're saying. It's just like most of my friends are attractive. Some of them aren't, but most of them are.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
Saying, like, it is what it is.
Yeah. I got it.
I just be tripping off you, Jay Swoo, because, yeah, man, you be fighting it so hard. It's
nigga,
just,
first of all, nigga,
like,
y'all
it was a real general question.
Shit,
like, is
nobody
he attractive?
Nobody was even saying no gay shit before. Like, this is
J-Mac,
real talk.
You always do, man.
No,
it's just like,
this real
it's
talk.
Just like, nigga, you lead with that shit all the time.
Real
it's
talk.
Like you said, Smooth said, Beyonce is a motherfucking
just,
pretty boy. Nigga, come
can
on, could you
the,
kill me with that
can
shit?
We just do
nigga,
the,
I'm not fucking gay, nigga.
Can we just do the arithmetic? Right? Let's do this. Okay, and this will prove to you that I wasn't on no gay shit. Have you or have you not on this show on fucking record.
J-Mac, I don't know. Nigga, I don't know because you leading with the gay shit again. Nigga, when do you not, when do you not on any show you not what? Motherfucker say something about Smooth being gay or you make some type of fucking reference about that bullshit?
This is not that.
Yeah, but it's not that this time, nigga, but majority of the time, that's what the fuck you do.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's not that, though.
This shit just get old, man.
This is not that, though. All I'm saying is that I'm using your words and I was trying to use your words to gauge for Kit, how attractive Shazam is. That's it, bro. I don't know why you getting so frustrated, man. Okay. Why you upset, man?
No, I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. Yep.
All right, man. Because you don't look good.
Moving right on along, man.
Have
nigga.
You ever had a sex slave?
Have I ever had a sex slave? I had bitches let me do a lot of shit to them. I've never had actually a sex slave like that.
Like
that.
Are you into like BDSM?
I'll probably say no because BDSM, if a bitch gone, I had a bitch one time bite me, do all that shit. If that's part of BDSM, I ain't into it because that shit hurt. You
have
know
you
what
ever
saying?
BDSM?
But, I mean, you
have
could,
I ever tied
you,
somebody
you,
up?
You
yeah.
could be
oh yeah, I did
like the dominator or like the, you know,
the
brat tamer,
the dominee.
Or you could be, no, like it's like pray and pray, whatever. You know the time.
What is it? I don't
we
know
all
the
did,
time.
We
I
all
don't.
Did the test. In, well, were you in Slack? Probably not.
No, probably.
We all did the BDSM test to see like what, you know, like what your BDSM would be or like what categories you fall into. So you don't always have to be like, you know, like a submissive person. You could be more like dominator or a brat tamer or something like that. I'm asking, are you into all of that? Like, have you done those type of things?
I done did a little bit of time up, but not to that fact. Like the what's that? The
like Chinese handcuffs?
No, like the shit the nigga had in the movie.
Is that the fingers?
Black, yeah, great, whatever.
The more you pull, you won't come up.
What was that movie? Shades of Grey, whatever that shit 50 is.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, like that type of shit. Nah, I ain't never did on that level.
In
no.
the first book, he only hit her one time. Like the other
nobody
stuff
got
was
time
just
for them
like
books.
Yeah, nobody.
The other stuff
we
was just like him actually like.
I did on the job training when I learned how to do that shit.
It's a fucking. We watched a movie.
Yeah.
I grabbed everything out of the kitchen.
You did. And was just like about to get me with it, but no.
I saw that on that.
I'm just saying, so like hitting, biting, cuffs, tying up.
He likes choke. You like choking people, right?
I like choking people in to get choked.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
That's BDSM. That's part,
okay. I'm like, because when I be thinking about it,
I wasn't
going to
say that
because
he be, you know, he don't ever like to get caught on his lie, so I was just going
to
let him go.
He don't ever like to say he do something if he don't know what it is.
No, but like I was telling you guys, like when you start looking at when I'm thinking BDSM, I'm thinking motherfuckers got the leather on.
Nigga,
with
stop.
The whip. No, honestly,
yeah, but that's like
now,
that's
first
the
of all,
far
Jermaine,
end.
You got to remember, right?
You said you tied bitches up.
Listen.
That's bondage. That's the beat.
Right. Come on, man.
First of all, Jermaine, let me say this, right? First of all, you already know. I said this on multiple occasions. I don't even fucking really watch porn, so this BDSM shit, I would need to really just know all of what's entailed with BDSM. Now, I could have probably done some of this shit, but didn't really know that that's what
bondage,
it was really called.
Domination, sadism, masochism. So
I
tell
bitches
those
call
B&D.
Me and say shit. As far as tying up, it probably maybe a little bit back when I was in my younger twins, but not older
so
bitches saying I gotta
you,
really trust
then
you.
Then why did you ask him or her? Did she have any friends that were like her or anything like that? If you're not into it.
No, like I'm talking about like a sex slave. Like,
right, I'm asking you. Why did you ask? Hey, do you?
Fuck,
have-
I can have me a sex slave now.
But if you're not into BDSM, what's the point?
So sex slave is BDSM?
So the D, bondage, domination, so that D, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a part
sex,
of BDSM.
That means sex slave. What the problem is?
So you're
is,
dominating another human
what the problem
to make
is,
them your slave.
Here's,
so.
Here's the problem, kid. Three motherfuckers had no idea what the fuck a sex slave was. Jay Smooth, Shazam, and his fucking
and
sex slave.
Sex slave.
None of them motherfuckers know what a sex slave is. They have no idea.
Because I'm like, yo, this sex slave thing could go up
like,
a lot of levels
like
from where she
even
was.
Seen Pulp Fiction.
Like I was shocked when I asked her, you know what I'm saying, putting a finger in his ass. She made it sound like she already did. He made it sound like it was down the road, but he was open.
He was like, sex slave, you could speak freely. Like, it's all right. I'm going to just fuck you later. And he like, hey, but y'all for real. She's
yeah, that
so,
shit was cornball.
She's so bomb. Like, she's so beautiful. Like, she's just so smart
she's
and dope.
Dope.
Like I don't
why
know.
Why you got to gas her up if she a slave? You don't gas your
you
slave
fuck,
up.
You make a slave feel like shit.
No, I mean, even if you don't make him feel like shit, like all of that extra stuff, like, nigga, are you in love with this bitch? Like, what? He was like, I got another one, but I'm going to wife her up, though. The door, Shazam. The door. Like, y'all want me to bring her? Y'all want me to bring her in?
I'm like, wait, that's
why
like,
you say no, man?
No. I just asked. Wait a minute. Hold up. Listen.
I'm thinking Howard Stern.
Y'all
like,
not
if
about
you,
to be having no fucking sex slave. Whatever happened up
what
in
I
this room.
No, here's what I want
to
have.
That's what. Right. I said no to the. Act.
You should have said yes. I would want to see her come up here and do her sex slave shit. Here's what I want. I want to have like a
uh-oh.
Contest.
Wait,
no, that's how shit get out of control. Huh. Like soon as you open up that little box, that's when shit start getting
box?
Wild.
Whose box?
Hers.
Sex slave box?
I will punch you in your sick ass face.
Look at
you. Should have seen how she looked at you when you.
He's talking about. I want to see her do her act. Like oh, so we watching live porn in,
yes.
in the studio?
We could for the show.
No, for we show. Couldn't.
Oh, so okay, here's my question. Let's say we had a competition to figure out who had real breasts and who had fake breasts. And we had women come in here with fake breasts and real breasts. Could we grab them and like just like close our eyes, blindfold ourselves, and try to figure that out?
Sure.
See, Jimmy Mack, you're missing out, man. We could have had a contest a long time ago.
Who's gonna pick these people?
You gotta find them.
No,
Jay Smooth should find him. He's
no,
such a baller.
See, this is why I was gonna. This was what worried me.
Why?
Because I don't want no fake titties on a man.
Oh.
don't trick me like that with my blindfold on.
Right. You're right. You're right.
And you're like, yeah, who picked these?
So then why, I mean, why can't sex slaves come here and do something?
They're fake.
Yeah.
Whether on a guy or a girl, they're fake.
Totally different.
But see, that's the problem. Then that means you shouldn't do it, because if you're doing it to be aroused or for something sexual, then you shouldn't be doing the competition. Competition over.
This is how the sister wife thing went.
It's all about...
She doesn't understand,
it's about whether they're real or fake, not about who they're on.
Listen, this is not... Listen.
It's sexual. It's going to make you gay. Y'all don't need to do it.
I wanted to be... I could have been the Randall Cunningham of my fucking generation.
Caso cerrado. But, it's over. Case closed. But, we done. It's done. But then, no boobs.
We're not going to invite them back to the boob.
But the problem was, I couldn't, in a very non-heterosexual relationship between me and my center, put my hands up against his ass. And because of that, the ball, I fumbled a lot. So therefore...
This has nothing to do with anything.
No, it does. My greatness, it was never realized, because it's not about, it's not about.
This has nothing to do with whether we could have had naked bitches
but
in here.
But it's never sexual.
Whoa. Who said naked?
Half naked. We could have had half naked bitches in here.
Listen, it's never
been.
They never realized their greatness
naked?
Because it was just the situation was fucked up.
I just
but you see, that's
get
what I'm
past,
saying.
And it's not sexual. It wasn't sexual.
He's talking about we could have had naked bitches in here. Why bitch got to be naked for you to feel if a boobs are real or not?
The same thing with these boobs.
You have to feel inside the shirt.
I don't want to fill of boobs that are attached to testicles.
Guess what? Don't worry about it.
She could have them cut off.
This is retarded.
No. What happened? Don't worry about it. It's over.
What happened?
It's done. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
We gotta wait till we get a studio that's not in a home, and then we can do a contest.
No.
I won't disrespect you in your home.
No, y'all not going to do it at all.
Right. So
let me tune in to the motherfucking No Nonsense show on a premium. And y'all talking about, all right, so everybody got their blindfold already what was her name? Like
Carmella?
No. Don't fucking say that name in my house.
Honeybee?
Yeah, Honeybee. When she was on the show and she had y'all blindfolded digging in the box.
Who?
Trying to like, ooh,
who's digging who's
there's
box?
Video of her like acting all like spicy.
What?
Which one's Honeybee? When Honeybee, when she tied y'all up to let y'all pick the sex toys out of the bag.
The one who Jay Smooth accosted.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember her name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the fuck is she at? Who friend was that?
Not a friend. She was a client of Crystal's.
I need to look her up. I wonder how she's doing. Where are they at now? Goddamn.
How is she doing? I don't know. What do 67-year-olds do?
She was that old?
I don't know. She's old though. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. Who was older? Her or the other granny that was the auntie that was in here that day wilding out?
Yo, you talking about the British lady?
Yeah, what was her?
Talking about twin.
Sharon, you talking about
Sharon,
the British lady? Honeybee.
Honeybee?
Yeah, she just got that little vaginal rejuvenation, was feeling brand new up in his feet. Like, my girl, bye. Don't laugh, Jimmy Mack. I'm just saying, he's talking about, I got to look her up. Because she was like, oh, I like him.
She got those old lady stockings just to keep her
safe. Opaque joints, right? You can't see through.
Just get to the...
Keep her varicose veins under control.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because she hooked me up, man.
Wait, there was another one, though. There was another lady we brought here that was kind of a little bit more septuagenarian.
Who?
Who was that septuagenarian that Smooth brought in here?
You talking about the one y'all kept calling Leslie Jones?
That's the one I was really talking about, right? Oh. That was the one. We got her mistaken for... Oh, hell. Fucking... We under attack.
Yeah.
This motherfucker... That's who I was talking about, Leslie Jones.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was Jay Smooth's guest, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember her name.
I don't either. Yep, don't remember.
I can't remember
it's
that.
Your guest.
Tell me the motherfucker that came.
You brought her.
She had a box.
I can't remember.
So what was crazy is that like I didn't see her. So I decided to go back to the... You know, our house is like a fortress, so there's cameras on every door. So I decided to go back on the cameras to like see what this lady looked like. Because, you know, hearing the voice, I'm like, who the fuck? You know, they calling this bitch Leslie Jones.
That's
like,
when the girl still
I never call her Leslie Jones. Nobody on the show did.
So
that was
I ended up not being able to see her face. Like every time I got on the video, because somebody else was moving around, it was like she would be moving and I could get her only like in the distance, or I never got the one when she was at the front door.
And that's when the girls were still here. So you're like, who this nigga up in the house, huh?
No. Come on. She had on a sundress.
She was a cool guest too.
No, she was definitely cool. I liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, what you got, Smooth? Kid, are you staying with us for his segment or?
I mean, it's up I to guess.
You. It's up to you. Go ahead. Introduce yourself, Smooth.
Oh, no. We're going to go to break first. I need to.
We get no break.
We're break. There's no break, nigga.
Nigga's go to break. Please don't edit that out. This nigga said, let's go to break.
What are you talking about, go to break?
Oh, I just.
Tell me what's going on. Tell everybody what's going on.
No.
No. Tell everybody what's going on.
Nothing.
So go ahead then. Go to your segment.
Okay. You fucking up, nigga. Dropping the ball again.
He probably
nigga.
Over here texting some old bitch. Like,
nah, he was not. Nah, he was trying to text his homeboy talking about they talking shit about you on the show. You ain't in no game. Nigga.
Okay, Shazam.
No.
And what?
I tell him later. He'll listen to the show.
Okay.
So at this point of the show, this is your boy Smooth in the damn new. We got Kid on the show today. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm about to bring just a couple of little topics to you motherfuckers.
What a mute button. Here. Let me do the news.
He said what?
Let me do the news.
So, in this one article I was looking, it says Arizona man narrowly avoids shooting. A taco saved my life. It says Ryan Bishop said he avoided injury or worse because his usually open car window was closed. I didn't want a piece of the taco flying around.
Okay, so did you read this article prior to?
I did.
So
I did.
Why wouldn't you be like, hey, y'all, so guess what? This man got shot, but a taco saved his life. Blah, blah, blah.
Nigga, I got this. You can't be, you know what I'm saying?
That little pit was like better than
anyone you've done so far.
Hey, look, I got this shit. I got this shit. Because
she don't even know the story.
I was just about to read the
post. But don't just read it. Paraphrase what it is. We don't want to hear. Otherwise, we could just read it.
So hold on. Hey, look, I'm gonna keep doing what I be doing, right?
It's the suck session.
Hey, look, that's all good. Hey, he says he credits a taco as the reason it narrowly avoided.
So you still gonna read it?
Yeah, I am.
All right, I'm out. Y'all, it's been good. Thank you, kid.
Thank you.
Y'all be good. God bless.
It's a luxury that some of us don't have.
Right, I'm like this right here. Hold on. Let's remember whose house the studio is in.
Ooh. Good night, kid.
Okay.
Good night, kid.
All right.
Don't forget to walk the dogs, baby.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to just chill for a minute. I don't want to go outside. It's cold.
It's not even cold.
But
outside.
So what time is it? Oh, no, I don't want to. I'm going to chill. Okay, go
Smooth
ahead.
Smooth reads the news. Okay. That's what you should call it. Smooth reads the news.
Hey, look, so back to what I was saying, right? So
the man said, shit isn't even possible.
So the man said, so I pulled a couple of funny articles this time. So the man said, normally his window be down, right? So he heard his window shattered, like a...
It shattered?
Shattered. What? Shattered.
His window shattered?
Shattered.
Sound like he said shat up, like shut his window up. Took a doo-doo. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was like, shut up. Like it rolled up real quick. Right. Shut up.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Roll up.
So the man said his window had shattered. He was like, what the fuck
she
going
said
on?
Shit and
so,
like it went doo-doo.
That's what it sounded like. Okay, sorry.
So anyway, so he said the window was shattered, right? And then he opened the door and was like, what the fuck is going on? So he pulled the car over and he looking around seeing what was going on, and he heard some pops. Somebody was shooting. You know, outside or whatever. So, and he didn't realize it was a gunshot, you know, but somebody was shooting at his car and that his window had shot out and shit like that. So he was like,
so that time he said shot out?
Normally his arm is hanging out the window. He said, if his window was down, he would have got hit in the arm, by the bullet, but they found, a bullet inside his motherfucking car and shit like that.
How did the taco save his life? Help me.
So the taco, because the nigga, he had the window rolled up because he didn't want the taco motherfucking blowing around.
What kind of fucking taco do you have? Like a paper taco?
So like from Taco Bell.
He just didn't want like the lettuce.
The pieces of
to be
like lettuce, tomato, whatever the fuck, flying around and shit like that, you know. And then, hey, look, within this article right here, I started reading other shits. They said that they had some more shits about the taco, right? About just taco stores. Like I was reading a couple of other articles where motherfuckers saying some sauce. They said the Taco Bell sauce that didn't save their life and shit like that. Where
how so?
They went back in. So there was a car crash. It was a car crash, and the man went back in to get some extra taco sauce.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So.
This is because of the car crash?
This is fucking awful, man.
No, I told you.
Coincidental shit. This has nothing to do with tacos. Nothing.
But I'm just saying. This is the news.
This has absolutely nothing to fucking do with tacos. None of it.
It did. That's part of the sauce.
It just so happened, coincidentally, he rolled his window up because he didn't want his tacos flying around.
His tacos.
Then he got shot.
No, he never got shot. He would have got shot. He didn't get shot.
Because
the taco saved his life.
No, the taco had nothing to do with his life.
That motherfucker, he wound up rolling it up.
The window saved his life.
No.
Okay, real quick, in the news.
Goodness gracious.
Did you guys hear about those 1,000 people in India who could potentially have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis C, herpes, all of that other shit?
Because that was the birthplace.
Because they didn't, there was an employee who was skipping a step with the sterilization of the tools that were used for surgery and stuff like that.
And he had it?
No, so potentially, if they're doing surgery on a person that has HIV, hepatitis C, whatever, all of those things that run rampant, I guess,
supposed
in
to get
that.
Sterilized
they're supposed to get sterilized right. a certain way, but one of the employees was missing a certain step in the process. And so potentially there's 1,000 or 1,500 people who could potentially have.
That probably happens all the time. You know,
it does. It happens here in America, too.
That's what these motherfuckers get for going overseas trying to have surgery.
That was the issue with a lot of the blood banks, because the blood banks, back in the day, they weren't using the proper techniques and they were...
Cross-contaminated.
No, they were not testing the blood they were receiving properly, and they were giving blood transfusions from people who hadn't done proper testing to.
Oh, right. Shit.
Right. So that was here in America.
Yeah,
so.
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So, you get the blood, but instead of, they it's weren't testing the was, blood right, and they were just giving the...
blood, right.
Right.
Holy they weren't. Shit. They weren't testing.
So you go in and get saved and get fucked up.
Yep.
So what, in the news.
And I got one in the news, too.
In the news.
This thing you're talking about.
I didn't know. That you fucking could get fired from the royal family.
What?
Yes, that they fired that nigga.
Who?
Saying fired. You don't mean fired.
Fired.
They kicked him out.
Kicked him out. Whatever. He ain't got a job no more. He can't talk
royal. It's not a job. That's not a job.
It is a job, no. Isn't it?
Who is Andrew?
He's one of the princes.
He's a royal?
He's a prince.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's an Epstein client too. But we don't talk about that.
So is he no longer a prince or is he?
I don't think he is. He can't state publicly that he's a prince.
God damn.
Yeah, they fucked this shit up. She and the thing about it is you said that, she's just a figurehead.
Yeah, she's Lady Eloise.
But nah, nigga. That's what I'm saying. That's what they want.
No.
The fact that she's still alive running shit.
She don't run shit.
She does.
She's Lady Eloise, my God.
Man, I'm telling you, she's fucking
darling.
She's Kaiser Soze.
She's not, man.
I think she is.
The prime minister is the person who runs the country.
I think she's more Kaiser Soze than fucking Lady Eloise.
So what does that mean? He's fired. What does that mean?
That you can't run around here talking about you a prince no more, nigga.
So you telling me he's not still getting bitches?
I don't.
That's all he did. What else did he do? He showed up at Turkey Day. He gave out turkeys on Thanksgiving. And he got bitches.
Well, ever since Epstein's gone, I don't know if he's still getting bitches.
He definitely gets bitches.
You think so?
He's a fucking prince.
Hey, but he was already...
Smooth's little 5'3 homeboy gets bitches to do anything, and he's just a nigga in Atlanta.
He probably does. He's the road prince. Making. He's the road prince, so he's a bad boy. Everybody likes
Dirty
Harry
prince.
Because he's a bad boy. And so it's the same.
That nigga got fired. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could either.
Yeah. Do you know that the royals can't play Monopoly? It's literally a rule, a law. They cannot play Monopoly.
What did you do?
I am not. Google it. They are disallowed to play the game Monopoly.
Can you say why? You keep saying it over and over.
I don't know what the reason is. I just know anyway, that's a thing.
Do you know why?
I have no idea. Who cares?
That's interesting to know. Why can't you play a fucking board game?
But you can't have a fact and not have all the information.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
it's like trivia. It's just a fun random fact. What the fuck? What's the reason?
You should be able to explain your fun
without,
fact.
Without the truth, we don't know if it's really a fact.
You heard that shit where? Anyway, so.
All right, hold please.
Oh, you have more, Smooth?
Yeah, I got some more.
I was just wondering because
I got some more.
I was talking about Cap.
So, anybody here like sweet tea?
How about that other shit in the news with that fucking Asian chick fucking convinced her boyfriend to die?
I never heard that one.
Yeah, and fucking the Boston College chick?
No.
She's a fucking billionaire fucking heiress, right, from over in China somewhere, her dad's in the real estate or something. She's text messaging this nigga to fucking jump off the fucking parking garage at fucking Boston College on his graduation day.
He did it?
And he did it.
He died?
Okay, wait, say it again? I was looking up the royal shit.
You gotta rewind the show when you listen to it back. And did he die?
He's fucking dead.
Who's dead?
You listen, rewind when you
stop.
The boyfriend of an heiress, right? She's a fucking like a billionaire fucking.
And she texts her boyfriend to jump off the
kill yourself, nigga. Like, and they supposedly, because the story, there's more parts to it. She allegedly was up on the fucking thing watching while he jumped.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yo, these bitches be crazy.
But she had this nigga text message like, you know, you own my soul and everything I do for you is, you know, this, that, and the other. And,
wow. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. But your pussy is not good enough to make me kill myself off the top of a building.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm not offended at all. I'm not killing myself for dick.
What would you do for my dick? Since you say what you wouldn't do, what would you do?
We could do the whole sex slave thing. It's cool with me.
Oh, come on. That's vanilla. I know
that's
shit.
Vanilla.
I know Shazam
what
made it seem like,
is this lie?
I know Shazam made it seem like that was a really
good
deal.
It's because
really
I bought those thigh cuffs that he's just really like on another level right now. But okay. Whatever.
So, but I got something in the news. So Cap, what is this Cap Muhammad Ali thing that everybody's talking about?
What's that?
What?
They're trying to compare Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick to Muhammad Ali.
No, they're not.
Yes, they definitely.
Stop it right now.
Oh, my God.
Stop it right now.
What do you
mean?
Oh,
my God. They're trying to compare Colin Kaepernick to Muhammad Ali because Muhammad Ali is famous. One of the things he's famous for is he was a heavyweight champion. He wouldn't go to the military, so they basically took his medals and banished him, blackballed him from boxing. Kaepernick was a quarterback, and they basically blackballed him from being a quarterback. So they're trying to make parallels between the fact that Kaepernick and Muhammad Ali. He's this generation's Muhammad Ali or something
because
like that.
Because he's like on his activism shit.
That's some bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
Because he's an activist?
No, I don't think he's an activist.
But
I think
he wasn't the greatest though.
Right. No.
Isn't that the point?
Yes, let's pretend he is an activist.
Okay.
Because he
was not the fucking world champion and nowhere close to it.
No, this is the thing.
And he's not gonna come back.
Okay, so he just was out here in Atlanta doing this fucking
tryout, throwing
exhibition. And he fucking played everybody for a fool. It was supposed to happen at Flowery Branch. Everybody was there in the morning. He switched it to some fucking some high school.
He didn't switch it. They switched it.
He switched it because they had him. They had all of the people, the league people, the reporters and everybody else were already at fucking Flowery Branch. And then they found out it's been switched because he switched it because he wanted to have the
control the narrative.
Control the situation. So he put it at this high school. And
well, I don't want to talk about that. We've heard that. We've heard this story. I mean, I wanted to talk about the parallels of Muhammad Ali.
But my point is this, though. He not that good.
Never was. He was never Muhammad Ali.
He was good, but he wasn't the greatest ever.
No. Period. He not that good, period.
That's what I'm saying.
Ever.
He was never. Even when he went to the Super Bowl, he didn't win the Super Bowl.
He had one half of a season.
No, he had more than half. It was about 2 good years total.
No, it wasn't. You think it was.
He was trending upward.
No, it was, huh?
Because he was the backup quarterback the year before, and then Alex Smith went down.
That's when he went to the Super Bowl.
Right. Okay, but look though. Here's the thing, right?
That was the apex.
But look though, here's the thing. He was never the greatest ever by any means.
No.
Muhammad Ali was the tried and true greatest ever. Potentially greatest ever. He's arguably the greatest ever.
Right.
He came back and was still arguably the greatest ever.
Right, one again.
If Colin Kaepernick were to come back, he would not be the greatest ever.
And this is
you
got to
be great first. The first one. He did the first one.
Well, people are trying to argue the fact that, oh, he's still in shape. He still can play like he used to play. I'm like, nigga, well, I'm not trying to be funny.
Nobody knows yet.
It's quarterbacks that are like real crazy. Like
I saw the workout. And sure, he could play in the league.
Right.
But just like fucking Tim Tebow, I don't want a circus around my fucking
backup.
Not
even that. Tom Brady may be considered the greatest ever.
I don't want to say. If you're not starting and worth the headache, I don't want a fucking headache.
No, let's talk. Joe Montana may be considered the greatest ever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tom Brady may be considered the greatest ever.
Yes.
There are quarterbacks out there.
And he's not
Some people would argue Warren Moon could be considered one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
As much as I hate fucking Eli. Eli's on a higher plane.
Peyton is on a higher plane.
Peyton is a fucking all-time great.
Yeah, Peyton is arguably the greatest ever.
Right, he's a real quarterback.
Colin Kaepernick is not top 25 ever.
No, he's not top 50
ever.
No.
He may not even be top 100 ever.
Right, we're just talking about quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, talking just quarterbacks.
Yeah, just quarterbacks.
He's 100? Not top, have there been 100?
There are 32 quarterbacks at any given time. So every single year, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying like that's just like,
and this is their 75th year.
I don't think that he was the top 100 quarterback ever. I'm just, of course, I didn't list my list out, but he's not a top quarterback. He's not someone I would think of. So he's just comparing him, saying that this generation's Muhammad Ali is a fucking insult.
What is he doing for the culture?
Yes, he's not even doing anything. Muhammad Ali was
what change is happening?
I think he's just using his platform to talk about like black issues and things like that. Like he has his different social injustices
Name a time that Colin Kaepernick has influenced you to do something political.
I don't even know what his issues are. Hold on. Besides social injustice.
Kip said this, so I want her to answer.
Don't use me as an example.
You can't yell into the mic.
I'm sorry. Don't use me as an example. Because
name something that you said that he's doing. He's using his platform for political reasons.
He is, but name nobody influences me.
Okay, name somebody you know that's done something political based off of a Colin Kaepernick influence.
Somebody that you know. I don't usually hang out.
Have you been influenced to do anything?
I just know the only thing Colin Kaepernick didn't influence motherfuckers to do is stop watching football.
He didn't though. He's trying to play for him again. Yeah. He didn't influence you to stop watching it.
I think there was a good amount of people who kind of gave it up for a little while. At least
Kaepernick never said don't watch football.
Yeah, he never said that. But a lot of motherfuckers, because of the way he was treated, they took that and just said, hey, you know what? I'm not watching this shit.
But then he went and did a settlement and did some deals to try to play
again. The other football players are kneeling and stuff. They're doing stuff.
They're still playing.
Yeah, but they're kneeling.
Because they got talent.
But they're still playing.
Because they got talent.
But none of them niggas are the best ever either.
But that's what I'm saying. But they're still better than him.
If Tom Brady stopped this season, they're 10-1, I think, right now.
He has years. He has records. And he has done a lot of things. He's got a lot of accomplishments.
Right now,
he would be considered one of the greatest of all time.
That would be mind-blowing. If they blackballed Tom Brady, that would be mind-blowing. And it would be impactful.
Because, he's still at the top of his game, too. Yeah.
You don't think if Tom Brady shut shit down right now, like 10 and 1?
No, the nigga's 49.
Hold on, bro. You are straight tripping.
Dumb as hell. Like,
nigga, please. His fucking head has run. It doesn't matter.
Even if he's
50. What are we missing?
He's the best quarterback right now.
They're 10-1.
Who's better than him right now?
No, he's not.
Who's better than him?
Fucking dude in Baltimore. Fucking Jackson.
Yeah, Baltimore's bad.
Yeah, come on, man.
But they're 10-1.
But he's still coming around.
That motherfucker's been around. Let me ask you a question.
You're picking Tom Brady over Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, you're picking Lamar Jackson over Tom Brady right now this season? I'm
yes,
not.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
You haven't watched any of the Patriots
games? I have. The Patriots game?
Yeah.
He's 10-1.
But I hear you.
They
that
have
defense.
No receivers. They have their running back is
That's what I'm saying. It's all about that.
And they're still winning.
10-1. Their defense is an epic defense.
I would rather have Tom Brady leading my ship than Lamar Jackson.
It's not Tom Brady, though. It's the
coach along with him. So it's a combo
package.
It's
not even the offense is what I'm trying to tell you.
The offense is not doing well.
It's the defense that's fucking got him 10-1.
Okay, so then let me ask you. So since you want to play a game, we got to be so specific.
They still
got to
get points.
No, I'm just saying. It's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady's old now.
Fine. We'll be so specific.
Have you seen him? He looks fucking old now.
Lifetime, are you picking Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
So stop being a dickhead, man. You're just trying to argue for the
you
point
asked
is,
me about, you asked
the
me
point
question,
is, if Tom Brady decided right now, even right now, if Tom Brady decided to fight for social injustice right now, that would be far more impactful than fucking Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
We could have saved the past. So anyway, Smooth, you got something else, man?
No, I'm good.
You ain't got nothing else?
You sure? I mean, because I started and Jay Magan came in with this shit.
But I mean,
Taco saved his arm.
I was saying I was asking y'all, did y'all drink sweet tea? Because it was a McDonald's in South Carolina, Hilton Head.
Nigga, we don't go to McDonald's.
Hey, it's a lot of motherfuckers. Hey, nigga, I go to McDonald's.
What happened to McDonald's in Hilton Head?
Motherfucker ordered a sweet tea with extra lemon. And I guess down there, that's a code for weed. So J Mac allegedly would love to go there and get that.
So what? He got arrested?
No, what happened is, it was a customer ordered some sweet tea with extra lemon.
Yeah.
And what he got was, a motherfucker got high. Because he had never been high before. So he didn't know in his tea was 3 bags of weed.
Inside
his tea. You know what I'm saying? And so it got him high and shit. So,
so with the way this works is, you order a sweet tea with extra lemon. They put weed baggies
in your motherfucking
so
sweet
how
tea.
Do you get high from it?
How you pay for that weed?
The motherfucker, he didn't pay for it.
This nigga ordered. No.
Yeah, right.
You ordered a sweet tea with extra lemon.
No, McDonald's tea costs $1.
McDonald's costs $5, nigga. 3 bags of weed.
So what they were saying was, this guy didn't know. Evidently, that's usually probably what they use as a code
know?
Word.
Did the cashier know?
You know what I'm saying?
Did we know? Who knew? That nigga didn't get his money. Nigga, what? He went where? With what? My tea? Get that nigga back in here. Like, what?
Jay Smooth.
That's at least $30.
It said Brown now believes.
What's the source?
Huffington Post.
All right, go ahead.
It says, Brown now believes Extra Lemon was code for marijuana since he found 3 bags of weed in his cup. He says he only realized it once. He was high as a kite. Brown said he never had marijuana.
Let him finish. Please let him finish.
Brown said he never had marijuana before, so he didn't recognize the taste. He says he paid regular price for the items that he ordered.
Right.
The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office spokesperson, Major whatever, said they're doing an investigation. They got an ongoing investigation for this.
Okay, so there's speculation. There are problems with this, though. First of all, like Jimmy Mac said,
somebody
first,
fucked up.
The money is wrong, right?
Fuck yeah.
That's what's wrong.
Three bags?
But second what's wrong is the bags have popped open?
Hold up, nigga.
Why did the bags pop open?
This is the worst transport.
Were they just like seeping into the tea? Like,
this is the worst
maybe
transportation.
Maybe they watched the T.I. movie when they dropped it in the chicken grease.
I mean, like, whose idea is it to, like, we can't do a better hand-to-hand than let me cover the weed up in tea?
In your tea.
This is how slick we're doing it?
And nobody's putting 3 bags of tea, I mean, 3 bags of weed in tea to get high. That's too much weed. Man, waste of weed.
This is all.
And how come you ask for Extra Lemon, you get 3 bags of weed and not one?
Here's my thing, right? Know. That's a dumb code. A code should be something that's kind of unique. Extra Lemon?
That you couldn't. I mean, I literally
niggas come and ask for Extra Lemon,
water
a lot, right?
Extra Lemon all the time.
Kind of fucking drug people are this? I mean, yeah, South Carolina.
This sounds like bullshit.
It just sounds like, hey, this is why the South gets
and he's sure speculating not, that is just the code. Like, right. It literally could have just been somebody's cup.
Right.
This nigga's
like, damn, you put my, that nigga had my weed in that shit. Like,
that's more possible.
That is more
it's
feasible
possible
than
that
like,
there was an employee who put his weed in a cup.
Sure,
not
the Hoppington Post. Sure, it's not Hoppington or Hopington. Mm. That's all we got. What else?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, man, but this Colin Kaepernick shit, he be killing me though, man. Like, you, I feel like you just playing us because, again,
I'm tired.
Nigga, so he shows up and he's got this tryout. This nigga got a Kunta Kinte shirt on.
I'm tired, man.
Nigga, really?
They've been talking about this shit to death. Right. I only want to talk about that parallel or the not parallel.
Fucking, it's just, well, you're fucking, it's like you're trolling. It's a mess, man. It's a trope.
We don't believe you anymore. I don't know if I ever believed you, to be honest. I watched football that year. I hate to say it, but when the playoffs came, watched the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show.
Thanks for coming through.
Listen, please follow us on Instagram. Yes. Follow us on Twitter, even though Jamie Mack is not really on there that much.
What the fuck? I'll be on there. Where you be at?
Listen, I'll be up in here.
You,
okay?
Where you be at on
follow
Twitter?
Follow us on Instagram. Follow me, Kit Honest, at Kit Honest on Twitter. I'm going to get back on Twitter and start tweeting about some of this shit, especially about Shazam. So if y'all want to hear what I got to say, please follow me on Twitter at Kit Honest. What else? Hit up the website, subscribe to Premium because you're missing out all the good.
The good juicy shit. Like
the good stuff.
Because we got to save the good shit for the
give you something to look forward to.
For the payers, right? Just know that when you become a payer, we're going to look out for you like that.
Right.
And there's some shit that go down on them goddamn Premium show. I'm talking about real raw shit. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, check out the website and all of the other shows on the network. BTG for President, Music Love Life, Black on Both Sides, Open Run with BTG, and then, of course, No Nonsense. So I guess that's it, right? So
yep,
keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We'll keep bringing the nonsense because sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.